The man with a plan, Pat Pagano. Good morning, Pat.
And hello there, Marshall. How are you on this morning?
Good. You get my quick response to your email request this morning?
I sure did. Thank you very much for that.
That's who we use. They're reasonably priced and they're good. Their follow up and their support is very good.
Okay, well that's great. I already forwarded that to the owner of the radio station. So it's an internet radio station, obviously, and it's commercial free.
Okay.
So there's no commercials, and it's just a really, really nice internet radio station that that plays everything. Plays everything from big band all the way on up to the current hits, and it's just all mixed up. And we've had a very nice relationship for the past 3 years, and I feel bad for him because again, that's not his prime thing. This is a side thing. He works in advertising full time. He makes no money off the radio station at all. So he's just trying to keep it afloat because so many people enjoy the music. You know, it's hard today, as you well know, Marshall, to find music on the radio that goes back to the 40s and 50s.
No, you're absolutely right. We actually have shows that do that. We have two shows that do that. We have, matter of fact, a show that even plays music from the 30s and 40s.
Really, and that is just so fabulous. I just like hearing different music.
Yeah, that's the way we plan the station. We everything from classical to brand new rock music to we even have a show, Larry Kraka, nothing but old 45s. He plays nothing but 45s from the 40s, 50s, 60s, and 60s.
Boy, that is just great.
Now, I play Baby It's Cold Outside this morning because Baby It's Cold Outside this morning.
Mm-hmm. It is, and it's going to be a cold day. Low 40s, but sunny and no wind.
It was windy in New York yesterday. You were right, and it was chilly.
I told you, yeah. It was bitter. It was bitter with that wind blowing. When the wind wasn't blowing, it wasn't bad. But when the wind was blowing, it was definitely bitter. No doubt about that. Tonight will only be the mid-20s, and then clouds come in tomorrow, mid-40s. Rain comes in tomorrow night, upper 30s. Windy and rainy, but 50 to 55 Friday. So it's going to be even warmer, but some of the rain heavy at times on Friday. Moving into Saturday, rain will taper to showers, 45 to 50. And your Sunday is fair with high temperatures, right around 40 degrees, should not be a problem. Still a 20% chance that we'll get some snow showers Christmas Eve. It doesn't look like much, at least from what I can tell right now. So we're going with that. And other than that, it was a very, very nice little Christmas party that I threw for my religion class. And I have to tell you that I was taken back because I did not expect gifts.
They got you gifts. There you go.
Yep.
Now, tell that to your friend. How stupid would you have felt by getting gifts and not giving gifts?
Yeah, exactly. So that was really, really nice. And it all worked out pretty well. We did a trivia game, Christmas trivia game. They were eating, they were drinking, and they were talking about what they were expecting for Christmas. And I remember now, these are seventh graders, so it's not like talking to a third grader.
No,
they don't believe in Santa Claus, so that's one thing. And then I timed it out just perfect. I had a video that I found called "Come All Ye Faithful." I'm going to send you the link to it, Marshall. It is done beautifully, how it opens up, you see a house completely decorated, all the Christmas lights, beautiful. And a girl goes up, rings the doorbell, steps back, the door opens, lady appears, and she begins to sing, "O Come All Ye Faithful," and the lady is in awe. And then a violinist joins her, and as the video goes on and the song goes on, more of her family comes out to hear this and look at them. More and more musicians join, and more neighbors open their doors and listen. And the whole thing just, everybody, the whole thing, just big crescendo toward the end. And then, of course, the message there is, please keep Christ in Christmas. And as soon as the video ended, 3 minutes later, the bell rang, and they all ran out. So it was perfect.
And they had a good time.
had a lovely time. Everybody came, went running out, Merry Christmas, Merry Christmas, Merry Christmas. Same to you.
Okay. Now, I went to a new restaurant in New York. It's an Italian restaurant.
Okay.
Cessa. I think that's the way it's pronounced. C-E-S-C-A. It's on the west side.
I think it's Cecilia.
Cecilia. Yeah, all right, Cecilia. All right, whatever. It was good. It was really good.
Really?
It was the first time they had just opened for brunch. They'd been open for lunch. They had never been open for lunch, so they were open for lunch, and they're just getting used to it. So they offered a free glass of wine to everybody. They offered free dessert to everybody at the end. I reneged. I didn't do it, but I had great dishes. I mean, very, very good dishes. Very, very good. Very good. So if you're ever on 75th Street.
And were they playing Christmas music?
They had Christmas trees up. It was really, it was nice. Yeah, absolutely they were.
Very festive.
Yeah. It was, they call it an upscale Italian bistro.
Okay.
I don't know.
That sounds good to me.
Yeah, it was nice. They'd been around for a long time, but they're a dinner time place. But it was a nice lunch. So now, when can we expect snow again?
Well, again, aside from the mention of snow showers on Christmas Eve,
I mean real snow.
I think you have to wait until late next week. There will be a significant storm late next week, but again, as I stressed to my long-range forecast, it's not going to be just all snow. So it's going to be it's probably going to be another complicated storm.
Complicated storms, just what we need.
Yeah, you know, that's what I see right now the pike.
So it sounds like New Year's Eve going to be clear and everything like that?
It looks to me like, yes, that we should be okay then. I'm hoping. I'm sure hoping, but it's really far out to be sure on that. But it certainly does look like there will be some stormy weather headed this way late next week.
Stormy weather.
Yes. And that's it. The other thing that I had to tell you, and I know Marshall's going to go right online to look this up. It's called Osmo.
Osmo.
O-S-M-O. Yes. It is a pocket video camera. And it shoots up to 4K. And you can hook up your cell phone to it and use your cell phone as a monitor. Or you can even, hook the cell phone up, and as you're taking video, you could immediately share it because it's connected to it. It is just the most little incredible. I bought it for myself for Christmas because it's a little too pricey to ask anybody to get it for me. So I bought it for myself for Christmas, and I figured when I go on vacation, I could put it in my pocket, and I don't have to worry, and it works on a memory card, and no batteries.
How do you spell it?
O-S-M-O.
Oh, I don't see anything like that.
You don't?
No.
How could you not?
It comes up with those other goofy. There we go. Introducing the DJI Osmo.
That's it.
Now I found it. Yeah, I see that.
Yeah. And I received it a couple of days ago, having not had a chance to test it out.
Amazon.
Yeah.
It's on Amazon.
Yeah,
it's all over the place.
You can buy it anywhere.
How much did you pay for it?
I paid $350.
$239.
You're kidding.
DJI Osmo handheld, fully stabilized 4K 12MP camera. Price $239.
Wait a minute. Maybe I paid. I think I paid $250.
Okay.
$250.
Right. So that's not bad. You're right in the ballpark then.
Right in the ballpark. Yeah, I got it from where I get most of my video stuff on B&H.
Just still photos and everything like that.
Everything. Yeah. It is. You know, once they tested out, I mean, I saw the video on it, and they gave it some pretty good reviews. So once I test it out, I'll let you know. And if any of our listeners are interested, then they could hop online and get it. But I certainly think, for my purposes, it'll be great. I may even be able to use it to as a second camera when we do our movies.
All right. It looks good to me.
Yeah, I figured you'd like it.
Yeah, it looks good to me. I'll check into it for our local Access TV station.
Yeah, do that because they use them in drones, so they have to be pretty good. All righty, so Marshall,
we won't drone on, and I'll speak to you tomorrow.
That is correct. I'll see you tomorrow.
All right, Pat, take care.
Bye, Marshall.
Pat Pagano this morning in the Weather Center with a check, of course, on our tri-state forecast here on Robin Hood Radio.